Advocates of AIDS patients are concerned that thousands of Floridians will lose financial assistance that they say is essential to living a normal life. Health News Florida's Delina Miller explains what the program is and why they're worried.
Brandy Goyette is sitting at a conference table at the West Coast AIDS Foundation headquarters. Across from her in the small Newport Richey office with butter yellow walls is Dwight Pollard, a 61-year-old man living with AIDS. Goyette tells him a new Florida law means patients like him could lose some of the financial help they're getting through Medicaid.
We're not sure if you would keep your Medicaid because you're still pending for your Social Security.
Yep.
And you haven't qualified for Medicare yet because you're still not old enough.
Pollard no longer works and depends on a special Medicaid waiver to cover his health care costs. Medication alone can cost $15,000 a month. His partner, Ed Glorious, was sitting next to Pollard as he heard the news.
It just doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense to put people's life in turmoil. We're better off than most, and I'm freaking out. I'm waking up first thing in the morning thinking about this.
Pollard is one of about 8,000 Floridians with AIDS who get help paying for doctor's visits, medications, and various home health services through this Medicaid waiver fund called Project AIDS Care. And last month, Governor Rick Scott signed a bill formally eliminating this waiver for AIDS and waivers for other conditions. The State Agency for Health Care Administration says while this waiver is going away, AIDS patients in Florida will not see a loss or gap in services. But Goyette estimates that 90% of her clients will not meet the requirements for long-term care, which normally applies to people needing round-the-clock nursing. She says her clients will definitely lose certain services that Medicaid doesn't cover. Massages for those with neuropathy? Gone. Pest control? Gone. And services that are covered, like delivered meals, adult diapers, and wheelchair ramps, could be lost too. So she's asked the state to clarify how it's now different.
When we asked them, they said, don't worry, reassure your clients that they'll be taken care of. And when we asked them point blank, what happened, you know, we were under the impression that a single adult still does not qualify for Medicaid. Has this changed? And they ended the conference call.
Her program, a nonprofit, exists only to manage the Project AIDS Care waiver money for 325 clients in 7 counties, including Pasco, Pinellas, and Hillsborough. With the new law, Goyette says her foundation will shut its doors by the end of the year. For Dwight Pollard and his partner, the State Agency for Healthcare Administration's lack of answers is concerning.
You don't need the stress of how you're going to pay and how you're going to do this.
But that's his reality. And Pollard says until the state agency can give clear answers, he'll continue his search for other programs that can help pay for his life-saving medications. For Health News Florida, I'm Delina Miller.
Florida's Agency for Healthcare Administration declined Delina Miller's request for an interview, but did issue a written statement about the new plan managed by Medicaid. The agency said that under the managed medical assistance waiver, patients with AIDS, quote, will continue to have access to medical services, drugs, and case management, end quote. And that's quoting again, they will see no reduction in services. The agency added that patients will be able to continue to see their current medical professionals.